Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Zayin has a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah about how Makas Tzardeah came about. Rabbi Akiva holds that Tzardeah Achaz HaYisah, there was just one frog, and from that sprouted out many, many other frogs, either produced many frogs, or when the Mitzrim hit it, it created other frogs, split up into many frogs, but there was just one to start with. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, says, Akiva Malacha Eitz HaGadah, what are you doing darshing the world of Haggadah? It's not your area of expertise. Kalei Midvarsecha, stop speaking on this topic. V'leich Eitz on the Gaim Va'olos, go deal with the more difficult, the Sugiz in Halacha, the Lamdus, that's your area. Tzardeah Achas HaYisah, there's one Tzardeah, Shirak Alehem V'heim Bo, it croaked, it called out, and the other frogs came. But of course there are many, many other frogs to exist. And the raya is Vatal Vatzardeya Vatichas es Eretz Mitzrayim. There is just one frog, Vatal Hatzardeya. They're arguing Hatzardeya, was there just one frog that existed, that lived, or was there one frog that called all the other frogs? But there is an inyan of an Echa, there is one Tzardeya. What's this inyan of being, having one, just one frog to start with? The Medrash tells us the different animals in this world have different songs. The sounds that they make, we don't really understand. We can't interpret it. But in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the songs that they sing. The Medrash tells us that the Tzardeya, the song of the Tzardeya is Baruch Shem Kevon Malchuso Lilam Ve'ed. So what's the correlation of the word Baruch Shem to the Indian of Tzardeya, Makas Tzardeya? What's the whole Indian of Baruch Shem in general? So Yaakov Avinu, when he gathered together all his sons in Mitzrayim, he wanted to tell with them the Ketz, the Mashiach, tell them when the Mashiach is going to come. And as he was about to tell them, that Ruach HaKodesh escaped him. And he got concerned that maybe one of his sons was involved in Averas. And he got scared. And the brother said to him, Kulam Ru'al, Belev Echad, we have one heart, one focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they all said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're all one lev to Shemaim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in response to that, Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Lilam Va'ed. Marsha says, what's in Baruch Shem? Baruch Shem is something that we say in response to Shem Hashem. In response to there being Yichud Hashem, Achdus Hashem, when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His greatness, when everything, there's Achdus, complete unity, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, so then that's the response of Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchusol Ilam Ved, and that's why Yaakov Avinu said it. And that's why in the base of Migdash, when we would hear the Kohen Gadol say the Shem HaMefarash, say the Shem Hashem, we respond, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchusol Ilam Ved, as the Gemara Numa tells us. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is what we say when we experience the Achdus Hashem, when the One Himself is experiencing the Echad, and the Baruch Shem is the response to the Echad. When we witness someone else experience the Shema Yisrael, so then we say the Baruch Shem. So no, Rabbi Kiva himself experienced the Echad. When Rabbi Kiva was being Moser Nefesh, he said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the word Echad acknowledges when a person is being Moser Nefesh, he's giving his life up for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's being Echad with Hashem. So you say Shema Yisrael. When you're experiencing the Messias Nefesh, you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Chaya Adam says when a person says Echad, whenever he says the Pasuk of Shema, he should have in mind, he should have Kavana, of he's willing to be Moser Nefesh to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and be Medame in his mind, Ke'ilu hu nisaf achshav HaKadusha Shema. And Dafka with the word Echad, as the Zohar tells us, quotes the Chai Aldam. So the word Echad is a person should be Chavein to be Moser Nefesh. Rabbi Kiva was Moser Nefesh with the name Echad. It's Echad be'Hashem. When we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we should have in mind when we say the word Echad, to be Moser Nefesh, to be one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now it all makes sense. Because it's Tzardeah, the Gemara tells us, in Psachim Da'atnun Gimel Mebeiz, the Chananim Yishov Azari, when they jumped into the Kivshan Ha'esh, they were done a Kavachomer. They said, if the Tzardeya were willing to jump into the ovens and be Moser Nefesh, certainly we should be. So we see that Tzardeya was Moser Nefesh. If they're Moser Nefesh, that means that they're mechavin to the name Echad, the word Echad. They're mechavin to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Echad means to be Moser Nefesh, to give a person's life up. The frogs were Echad. Rabbi Akiva was Echad. And now we can understand why Rabbi Akiva himself said that Tzardeya had to have started with Echad, had to have started with one frog, because the Echad, the root of the oneness with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashem being Echad, and Klal Yisrael being Echad with Hashem, that's the source, that's the root of all Mesir Nefesh. So if Tzardeya is a model for future generations, it had to be Moser Nefesh, like Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah learned from them, so it has to be that they themselves were an Inyan of Echad. They started from one Tzardeya. And Rabbi Akiva himself, he could appreciate that because he himself later on gave up his own life. He was Moser Nefesh like the frog with the word Echad of Shema Yisrael. And it's for that reason that the frogs, when they make that croak, they're all saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lilam Ve'ed. They're all saying that we saw the Mesir Nefesh of that Tzardeya Achas, of that Echad of the Tzardeya, that we ourselves as a species experienced Mitzrayim, so we could continue to sing Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lilam Ve'ed. Now it's not so apparent. The Mesiris Nefesh, the Yichud Hashem is not so apparent. So we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but we have to say Baruch Shem quietly, because we don't really see it. It's not so apparent to us. The Echad of Hashem, Echad of Hashem with Klal Yisrael. But in the future, the Gemara says in Pesachim, the pasuk says, "VaYashem l'me'ach ha'kalaretz b'yom ahu, yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad." In the future, Hashem's name will be echad. The Gemara asks, "Atu ha'idna lav echad?" It's not echad now. Hashem's two. He's not one. Of course, he's one. He's always one. So, what does that mean? In the future, in Olam Hazeh, that right now in this world, when we see the word Yud Kei Vav Kei, we pronounce it as Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. We can't pronounce it the way it's written. But the Olam Haba, in the future, says the Gemara Pesachim, Kula Echa Nikra B'Yud Hei, we're going to read it. It's going to be not only be written as Yud Hei, but we're going to read it as Yud Hei. It's going to be Kula Echad. There's going to be complete Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Lechora, we'll be saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Yom Ve'ed out loud, like we do in Yom Kippur, when there's a full recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Echad of Hashem and the Echad of Am Yisrael and the willingness to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the lesson we learned from the Tzardeya. We should never be in a position to have to Moser Nefesh, but we should be willing to, if we have to, and have Kavanah and Echad like Rabbi Akiva, like the Echad Tzardeya, that we're willing to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.